Welcome to the Lost Dot podcast and the 10th edition of the Transcontinental Race, supported by our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design. Day 2 at TCR number 10, and our 300 plus riders are now spread primarily across West and Central Germany, with two primary routes marking the pattern of the race so far. By the end of today, we expect to see our leading riders converge as they look to reach both the first parkour and control point 1. Robin Gemperla, cap number 2, is flying at the front of the race. Not far behind him, we have riders including Omar De Felice, cap 16, Abdullah Zainab, cap 21, and Christoph Strasser, cap number 1. Our fastest woman in the race so far, Jana Kessenheimer, is also around the top 10 riders overall. Further back, Emma Cole, our race reporter, caught up with Rika Vesvig, cap 239, who has spent the morning tackling some early race saddle soreness.
So my good short got worn out before I started, so I thought these were the same. They're not. So trying to manage while I'm doing my best.
Have you got any tactics for saddle sores?
Rinse, cream, band-aids, repeat. Keep clean, try to expand as much as possible. Yeah, that's it.
And how's the ride been so far, apart from the saddle?
I'm enjoying it thoroughly. Didn't get any sleep last night because of the freight trains going through the Rhone Valley, Yeah. So that was interesting. Thought I would sleep better, but I did not. So now I'm feeling the sleep deprivation, but it's going good. So apart from the saddle sores, we're good.
Good. And you volunteered last year for
yeah,
TCR? And how does it feel going from volunteer to rider?
It's interesting because you sort of get some of the feeling, or it's easier to understand how they looked when they got into the finish line.
There are four riders at TCR number 10 who received a Mike Hall bursary, an initiative designed to help those who may have financial barriers that would otherwise prevent them from taking part.
The Mike Hall bursary riders are progressing nicely. We passed Joschka Vogel earlier, riding along the main river, a tribute to the Rhine. Joschka was looking very strong. So far, he's just on the cusp of riding 600 kilometres, and he's looking great. He has stopped for about 10 hours, a bit of rest. Fran Scott has also taken a similar route to Joschka. She's just gone through Heidelberg and is heading in the direction of Munich. She's had a little bit less rest of about 7 hours. Mercedes Cecchini has taken a slightly different route compared to the other two and is currently over by Strasbourg, heading through the Vosges National Park. She's done just nearly 500 kilometres and is also going well.
Soon after, our race reporter in Control Car 2, Hannah Lobelestier, was able to hop on two wheels herself to catch up with and speak to Mercedes.
So I'm currently riding along a bike path on a borrowed Brompton that we're carrying along in the control car while we've been trying to chase down our bursary rider, Mercedes, who has been going along the Eurovelo route, so we've had a hard time trying to catch her in the car. Mercedes, how is your ride going?
I expect it to be less joyful. But this is really joyful.
Which way are you heading? Left?
I think left.
Okay.
But riding at night, some of my road, it was in the jungle, some parts of my road, and I planned it myself, and it was terrible. And I went back to the road, and it was better. And actually, I enjoyed riding at night. It was so calm, quiet, peaceful. And I think I'm going to see better views and beautiful places. Actually, today I was thinking that that's a great way to explore Europe in general, because I've never had the experience of exploring villages and the places that people are not going. And it's amazing.
Both the riders and our media team often attract plenty of interest from locals and tourists, who are often intrigued at the sight of the transcontinental race passing through. One man interrupted his own bike tour to come and speak to the team in Control Car 2.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I saw you here with three people and one young lady with a bike, and you were filming her, interviewing her, photographing her. So I was just curious what you're doing with her, or what she's doing.
We're here. We're part of the organization of a race called the Transcontinental Race, which started in Roubaix the day before yesterday. Roubaix in northern France. And the riders have been through Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, France, and their ultimate destination is Istanbul.
Super. Wow, what a trip. Great.
We have 300 riders, but each rider will ride all the way from northern France all the way to Turkey.
All three riders, all the way?
300.
300?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. And for what purpose? Or just for the fun of it? Or are you trying to mobilize money for something? Or
just for the fun of it.
Just for the fun of it. For the biking fun of it, yeah. But I love this biking trip, so wonderful. Sounds good. And I was just curious to see and hear what you're doing here. So good luck, and please tell the young lady all the best.
Nice to meet you.
Afternoon on day two, and the excitement of the start line, the parcours to Gerardsbergen, and those first 24 hours on the race are starting to fade into memories. The reality of the race and its brutality is beginning to hit home for some of our riders. Jesko van Werven, Cap 248.
Still not feeling so great. I don't know. Maybe I need to get into a rhythm first or something.
And are you hoping to make it past Mulheim tonight?
Yeah, that area would be good. Yeah, I think. I don't have a fixed plan, so that's where I'm heading, yeah.
Nice. And what are you listening to?
Some random Tiny Desk concerts.
Vibey. Pumping out the tunes on the road.
Yeah, I need some distraction. It was a very lonely night. I felt like I was the only one taking that northerly route. And once I sat down for 2 minutes, a lot of cyclists came and passed me. So I realized they've been behind me all the time.
But you never looked behind you.
No, and I never saw anyone until I stopped for a moment.
Nice.
So that was reassuring.
Last year's fastest pair, Sherry Cardona and Gerion Tewes, are currently the ones to beat again at TCR number 10. Hannah spoke to another duo, Simon Rivaruzzi and Frederic Laforge, caps 301 A and B.
So how often do you meet up to go cycling together?
We keep in contact.
Yeah.
Every year. Last summer, he came to my house for a holiday. And we decided to do the Transcontinental together.
You're getting along well, yeah. And it's all going smoothly.
We go together with the same
force.
The same force. Yes. We stay together very well.
Are you looking forward to getting to Slovenia? Have you ridden there before?
No, I never been from Slovenia to Turkey. I never been there, in this place. It's the reason because I decided to participate to the Transcontinental.
Florian Moreau, Cap 67, is back at TCR and has made a fantastic start to this year's race. Emma managed to catch up with him and have a quick conversation in French while running.
Salut Florian, c'est Emma, ça va?
Ça va bien.
Oui, ça va, tu?
Ouais, très bien.
Oui, très bien, tu roules bien, très vite. Hein?
Ah, je roule pas très vite, mais je prends mon temps, ça va bien.
We've just seen Florian Moreau climbing his way up to Obertown, and he seems to be very content with his progress so far. Given that last year he went off quite quickly, similar to this year, he said he's actually going more carefully this year, and he's very happy with how it's all going.
So Control Car 2 is now on the approach to Stuttgart. We are kind of in the middle of that southern stream of riders. But despite being around quite a few riders, we've been really struggling to track anyone down today just because of the high density of roads and bike paths and it being a bit of a struggle to know which routes riders are going to take. But we just intercepted Laura Tova, the Colombian rider, in this town. just on the approach to Stuttgart, and she was having a lot of navigation problems because of the amount of roads around here. And we found her wearing her down jacket, despite the quite mild conditions. So I think she's struggling with the cold weather here in comparison to her home roads. And she seemed in good spirits despite having a lot of navigation issues.
The team in Control Car 1 have now made it closer to the front of the race and are hoping to catch up with some of those riders who have set the pace so far.
We are just on the Radstätter Tauern Pass at the second section, which is brutally steep, called the Katchberg Pass. There are signs of 15% gradient, and we've just passed Omar De Felice and Andre Backman, who appear to be leapfrogging each other as they both grind upwards this path. We're just waiting for them on a bit of a near the top, just to see if we can grab them as they churn upwards. But both looking strong, they've just resupplied at a supermarket, and now they are heading up.
Yeah, how are you feeling after?
Finally, the climb started. So now we are in the Alps, my favorite part. So trying to do the best as I'm a climber.
And the plan for this evening?
Well, I don't know, maybe we'll reach Villach or Tarvisio. Just a little break, and then let's go for the parkour. Trying to climb fast both Mangers and the Vertige Pass. So this is the plan, but who knows?
Andre Backman, cap number 5, arrives shortly after.
It's a bit steep for me here. Quite steep, yeah. But I had a good day so far, and yeah, it's okay.
Yeah? Have you had any other highlights from today?
From today, highlights? Yeah, actually, this part is really, really hard, but it's beautiful here. And I like this moment when I really can feel the body. And this is a moment like this. Yeah.
Emma also speaks to Abdullah Zainab, cap 21.
How's your first TCR going?
It's been good. It's been challenging. Yeah. Yeah.
Which bits have been challenging?
I really struggled the first day, just with the, when I got to the morning, I was so tired. I was like, why am I so tired? And then I was like, oh, I've been awake for 24 hours. Oh. And then by the time I got to the next night, I was just like, oh my Lord. But, it was just challenging to have such a hard day straight away. But, I feel better today, so.
Riding through Europe? What's it like compared to Australia?
This is different. Australia's empty, like so empty compared to Europe. Like we've already gone, I don't know how many countries we've gone through already. Australia, you might not even cross a state. Yeah, it's crazy.
As those front runners head to Slovenia and control point 1, control car 2 is back in the middle of the pack, where most riders are now heading through Germany. Anna Linden, cap 92, was one of the riders who received one of our low-carbon travel grants.
I've had a pretty slow day, but and I had shitty food and shitty route, and everything has been really super slow and shitty for me today. And I met these wonderful, wonderful dot watchers who cheered me on, which really made my day. So I'm almost, yeah. That's good. But I was so happy to get this little travel grant.
Oh, yeah. We gave you one of the low carbon travel fund grants.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're planning on... Are you getting the bus back from Istanbul to Igoumenitsa as well?
Yeah.
And then getting trains back home?
Yeah, ferry across. Just the shortest way, I think. And then just trains up.
Why is sustainability so important to you?
It's a part of my professional life since 15 years, so I can't really... I have to see it. I see it. I have the knowledge. And I just hate the plane in the air industry so much. And I think also we ride through these landscapes and we experience the heat and the landslides, and we have to protect it because we want to enjoy it. Especially the heat. It's already every year more and more fires and heat waves and people die, and you have to use the air, the cold air, which consumes more energy, and yeah.
The riders spend months, sometimes years, preparing to ride the transcontinental race. But sometimes, even if you are as prepared as you could possibly be, stuff just, you know, happens. Tim Lamb, Cap 231.
I've had a very interesting day.
Yeah, tell me more.
I got up early, tried to leave my hotel, and got stuck in the lift for an hour.
Oh my god, that's the stuff of nightmares.
I had to get the fire brigade to come and rescue me.
How did you manage that? Did you have to ring on the bell on the lift?
Yeah, press the alarm to get picked up. So I had a little nap on the floor of the lift for an hour, and then, yeah, headed off. Not the best start to the day.
How were you feeling in those moments?
Hungry.
Pretty much. Panicked?
Well, there's nothing you can do, is there? You've just got to wait. So, and it was stuck just between, like, the first floor and the ground floor. So it was fine. Just annoying.
As darkness falls on day two at TCR number 10, Robin Gimperla looks set to be the first rider to reach the first stretch of parkour and control point one in Slovenia. But there are many brilliant riders hot on his wheels. Here's race director David Eyre with a summary.
So after we saw those initial two splits through Luxembourg and Germany for the riders, it appears that three main options across and over the Alps have now emerged. So we have the first option is going through Innsbruck and over the Brennan Pass. So current leading woman on the road, Jana Kessenheimer, took that option. I think that's a known kind of pass to her. She lives in the area, so using that local knowledge to her advantage. And we've also had a few riders taking the Grossglockner, so a formidable climb in the Alps. So Victor Bassoni, who's been right at the pointy end of things so far, has taken that and has stopped for a rest on the far side. Meanwhile, the most popular choice that people have taken so far is to come up over the Kachberg Pass. So Robin Gemperla, the leader on the road at the moment, took that and has been followed by the likes of Abdullah Zainab, Omar Di Felice, and Christoph Strasser as well. So we've caught up with those riders out on the road, understood a little bit more about how they're finding it. That was particularly on the Kachberg Pass, where we saw Omar in particularly good spirits. He seemed to be enjoying the challenge presented by the 15% slopes. As a natural climber, he felt like it was his environment and an opportunity for him to do well. Whereas Andre Backman and Abdullah Zainab, who were perhaps less suited to the terrain in their own words, were still finding a steady rhythm and making their own progress up and over before the long descent towards the start of Parkour 1.
As David and the team in Control Car 1 arrive in the Austrian market town of St. Michael, they run into Tim De Vita, cap number 3, who is checking into a hotel and aiming for a comfortable rest after two fast days of riding.
I'm tired, I have a few pains, but I guess that's normal at this stage. It's not just a bicycle ride, it's a race, so you need to push yourself a bit. I kind of calculated well when I wanted to sleep, because I always sleep quite early. It's a good time, and it's just at the feet or at the bottom of the Katzberg, and I didn't really want to do that one now at night anyway. So I'm first going to sleep a few hours, and then I'm going to get myself over that mountain. I don't know how it will feel, but if I see the profile and how it is on paper, it's going to be quite a challenge.
Can anyone stop Robin Gemperla becoming the first rider to control point one? And can Jana Kessenheimer, currently the fastest woman in the race, continue to build on her advantage and mix it with the top handful of riders overall? The racing has very much begun at TCR number 10. Join us tomorrow to hear more stories from the tarmac and trails. You can read Emma's daily race reports from the road on the Lost Dot website and get regular updates across all our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Farah Cycling, Pedaled, Apadura, Komoot, and Peak Design.